This is Mile High.
Do I want to tell the story or do I want to show the message?
You've got a lot of work to do between Mile High.
The time has come where we can know.
We have a responsibility, an ethical and moral responsibility.
We have to do it better in order to move people along.
Up, down, inside out.
If you get your mind right,
it is not. It is a receiver of thought.
Because love is my first technique.
It's now time for the show.
Welcome to the Mile High Podcast. This is your host, Dr. Daniel Knowles, coming to you from an altitude of 5,280 feet. And we look forward to seeing you at Mile High, August 20th to 23rd. Make sure you have it dialed in if you do not already, in stone. And we're grateful to have you listening or watching this podcast, whichever channel you are grabbing it on. Make sure we recommend you hit subscribe so you never miss an episode of Mile High Tick. And this episode, I know, is going to be chock full of gems because I am so grateful to welcome to the Mile High Podcast, Dr. Barbara Eden. She is one of my favorite people in chiropractic. She has such a heart and passion for its principles and for helping practitioners, students, and the profession. And that's what I look for in people, that they're helping all three of those areas, because we need to rise up chiropractic as a healing art in the world in terms of the attention, and also focus on its principles by helping to mentor doctors and students. And I've known Dr. Barb for a while. She came out to Colorado years and years ago to speak at a philosophy event. And anytime you get to spend with Dr. Barb is time well spent. She has now migrated to Alaska, and she's Alaskan tough, and has fun in Alaska, and also has fun traveling around the world teaching people about chiropractic. Dr. Barb, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks, Danny. And hello to all of you in the audience.
And so first, to start out, let's give a brief introduction. Who is Dr. Barb Eden? How do people get to know you a little bit more?
Yeah. So here's my story. I'm a farm girl at heart. So I grew up on a farm in southeastern Michigan, and extremely thankful to be a part of a family community of really strong farmers, great Christian people. So I learned at a young age the value of hard work. And you know, the interesting thing about hard work is it makes us who we are. Not that you are what you produce, but you are what you contribute, right? So when my theme in the boot camp this year is the ripple effect. So when each of us is living to our optimum potential, we can create a much greater ripple effect. And so I challenge everyone to think about, what kind of stone are you throwing in the pond of this world? Is it just a pebble? And so like it barely hits anything. In the boot camp, our goal is to throw such a massive boulder that we're splashing people on the river's bank, on the pond's edge. And so that's the kind of life that I grew up in, is watching my parents just pour into other people, whether it was in our community or it was at church, and just to continue to do everything they could to make other people's lives better. And so that's what led me to become a chiropractor, was a conversation I had with my dad, and he basically asked me, like, what kind of impact do you want to have? And with that impact, like, what cost do you want it to have in your own life? It's like the conversation that you and I were having before we went live today, is, you know, pouring into other people's lives while making sure that we're not destroying the messenger, because then nothing is gained. And so I learned that, and it's not even balance. It's really how to be obsessed so you're not average, and how to be obsessed in all areas of your life. And I'm still working on it. I feel like I have figured out a lot of things. And that's my passion, is to share that with others so they can have great lives.
I love that. You're not what you produce, you are what you contribute. And what kind of impact you want to make. That's, you know, something my wife has said many a time at presentations, Dr. Rochelle. She talks about the Titanic, and the Titanic, at some point, when after they had hit, and they were going to be sinking. They were moving around deck chairs, like to how things looked at in those last moments. And like, are you moving around little things and deck chairs? Are you throwing big rocks? You know, I love that. And you know, you got to think about that, where you're putting your energy. And I know you're, you know, one of your favorite quotes that you share with us is to be obsessed or be average. What are you obsessed about?
First and foremost, I'm obsessed with God. I'm so thankful that He chose me to be His girl before the foundations of this earth were established. And so what that does is it creates us to live with eternity in mind, that there's more than just this life, right? And so my job is to glorify Him. And how I do that is to share His love with the people around me. And to also, I think the more that we're willing to do self-reflection, the more we're able to help others pull out that mirror and look at their own lives, the good and the bad. I definitely had a period of my life where I was consciously unaware. It caused a lot of disruption and heartache in my family that I had to take personal responsibility for my part of that and, you know, ask for forgiveness and work on the restoration of those relationships. And as a result, it's given me an awesome opportunity to disciple other people that are either going through something similar or perhaps they're not yet, and that prevents them from taking that deep dive of destruction in their own lives.
So with that, I always look at, what do we have to give to the world? Not we're going to get, because so many times people focus on getting. My one of my mentors, Tony Robbins, says living is giving. Focus on what you're going to be giving. So what do you have planned to give your tribe and the world in 2020?
Yeah, so I want to take that like a step further about giving, if that's okay.
Please.
So we all say it's better to give than to receive, right? And I think that we're really guilty as chiropractors in our practices to feel like we're the only ones that should be giving to our practice members, right? Like if they want to bring us presents or they want to do nice things for us, we're like, no, you know, it's okay. But we shut off them being blessed and we create dissonance, right? So dissonance is created when I do more for you than you do for me. It's like going out to dinner with somebody and they always pay. It's like, after a while, it doesn't feel very good anymore. So it's really important to also put ourselves in a position where others want to contribute to our lives, because we all feel better when somebody values the contribution that they make in our lives. So we work on that in the boot camp. We also just started January the 6th, a 90-day challenge, which has been really cool. I asked 6 boot campers if they would step up and be coaches for a team of 20 within the boot camp. So those teams filled up really quickly. We actually started, it was only going to be 15, and then there were so many people that wanted to do it, we bumped it to 20 per team. And so it's so fun to see the camaraderie of these teams, and they're trash talking on the Facebook page and just having lots of fun and just like watching how fast their lives are changing, because now they see that they're contributing to a team and living for more than just their own practice and just their own community. And so one of the things I love about it is how when we engage together, when we lock arms with each other as chiropractors, as brothers and sisters together on this journey, we have a much greater ripple effect, right? So if I'm inspiring your life and inspiring you to step up in Boulder, that's gonna make a ripple effect in Boulder, and I get to be a part of that. And so the 90-day challenge in the boot camp is doing that. And how that impacts our profession as a whole is that as the boot campers are becoming more active on social media in their towns, if you happen to be lucky enough to practice in their town, it's going to send more people to your office as well. Because the last stat, I can't even remember who said that we're really only consistently serving 2.38% of the population. 2%! Like there's so much to go around, and it's all of our responsibility to have a really strong voice and to be an influencer in our communities. So the 90-day challenge, then another thing that I really encourage docs to look at is is like a strategy that we use in the boot camp is called the vacation strategy. And the vacation strategy is on this premise that you reach out to everyone in your database and you let them know, hey, I want to make sure you don't need me while I'm gone. Therefore, come in and have a checkup to ensure that you're well in my absence, because I'm going to Mile High in August, or I'm going on vacation, or whatever it happens to be. And the awesome thing about that is you expand what you and your team are capable of doing. So boot campers then are able to go on vacation and still serve the same volume and make the same money or more money on the months that they're on vacation. And so we never really know how much we can do until we stretch those limits. And so we have lots of strategies set up in the boot camp to stretch those limits so that you and your team know how awesome you actually can do and what you can produce. And then the third thing that we love to do, and I encourage all of you to do this in your practice too, is celebrate victories. Have a forum by which your practice members can share the great things and the transformations that are happening in their lives. And we do that in the boot camp and cheer one another on. Because who doesn't love applause?
Right, absolutely. And, I'll tell you, when I was serving on the Sherman College board, one of the, and I'm going to remember the exact metrics, but the exact metrics don't, I'm going to forget the exact metrics, but they don't necessarily matter. It's just so impactful. One of the members of the board who is not a chiropractor, was a business entrepreneur in the area that was just serving Sherman by being involved on the board. And he had multiple businesses throughout South Carolina. And he said they had significantly impacted the growth of their business. It was some number like 20%, something huge. And that's huge for business in 1 year, just by making a priority and a culture of sharing their wins, that like daily sharing their wins within the team, no bigger or small. That was the only thing he made. Like, that's how important that is to celebrate with each other. And winning, brings more winning.
So can I bounce on that?
Yeah, please. Absolutely. So bounce away.
I'm just doing statistics for this because I'm speaking at Alpha One, Review Waves Alpha One on Thursday. And one of the topics I'm covering is to be an influencer in your niche. So there are 433 boot campers. And 413 are active members of our Facebook page, meaning that they contribute. So in the industry, if you can have 25% of your members on a Facebook page being active, like, that's really good. We're at 93.5%.
Wow.
And so what that guy was talking about of improving your business by 20%, it's really, really important to celebrate your victories together. An easy way to do that for those who are listening is to focus on the five A's in your practice. That's applause, approval, acceptance, appreciation, and acknowledgement. That each day of the week, ask your team, all right, how are we going to applaud people today? How are we going to appreciate? How are we going to acknowledge? And so then what it does is I love that you used culture. So every quarter, in the boot camp, there are four goals that we focus on. The culture, how are you shifting the culture, and what's the culture goal for this quarter? What's your revenue goal? What new ponds are you going to be fishing in? And then what's a processes goal that we're shooting for this quarter? So I love culture. Thanks for bringing that up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now with that, for everybody, the people in your tribe, the people in Mile High tribe, people in chiropractic that aren't either of those tribes, they're watching or listening to this, whether it be on iTunes or Stitcher or whatever way they're listening to it. Here's the thing. We've all put a lot in. You put a lot in. I do. And it's been in the forefront of my mind to watch what strategies do I use for rest, recuperation, and, as we said, fun, okay? Before we started recording here, is what are strategies that you encourage people to do, and do you use to balance, if balance is a good word, intense drive with rest, recuperation, and let's add fun?
Yeah, so I think it's you have to know yourself, right? Break out of the norm, break out of the boredom, and do things that you wouldn't otherwise do. As we were talking about before, I have an awesome partner in my life, my husband, Ben, who he is a stickler on. It's you know, it's 5 o'clock. We are done working. Like, phones get put away. And I think that's one of the biggest distractors, is there's nothing on this that is more important than the person I'm looking at. So get rid of these distractions. Like, you know, neurologically, looking at our phones is like gambling, right? So we look at it all the time and scroll and scroll and scroll, because we think like, oh, there's going to be something really magnificent, or somebody's going to schedule a new patient appointment, or somebody's going to do whatever. Well, none of that matters in comparison to the person that you're with. So focus, you know, love the one that you're with is one way in order to be able to drive really hard in your business, but also at home. Like, at the beginning of this interview, I talked about destruction that I had caused in my own life. And part of that was a shift that I made, the commitment that if I'm going to be away from my family, I'm making money. So if I'm working, I'm obsessed to provide value in those hours that I'm working. When I'm home, it's 100% my family. And in order to be able to do that, we have to know what we're doing in our business, or else when we're away from them, our minds are running and 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 running. And we're consciously unaware. Like, we may be physically present, but we're not leaning in. We're not giving them our all. And therefore, you're spread really thin. When you're at home, you're worried about the office. When you're at office, you're feeling guilty that you didn't give them your all at home. So that's a big concept that we spend a lot of time on in the boot camp, because that's where you'll get burnout, right? Is when you put forth effort and you don't get the reward. So if you're not present in the office, you cannot have the best practice. And when you're not present at home, you will not have the best personal life, and something will be destroyed. I promise you that. So number one, it's to break out. Number two, be consciously aware of your family. Like, are they living exceptional lives? Are they okay? Or is everyone pressing forward to live exceptional lives? The other thing that my husband and I are really strict about is we have fun all weekend long. I do not work on the weekends unless I'm traveling. And we in Alaska, it's really easy to be able to get away and unhook, because only 3% of Alaska is accessible by road. So whether that's snow machining or boating or hiking or hunting or like things that we really love to do, that's how we spend our weekends. So I think it's important to have really fun hobbies. And I encourage you that are raising young kids, please recognize a packed schedule is really tough on everybody. It's tough on your children and it's tough on you. So try and raise your kids with a lifetime in mind, that the things that they're going to most remember are special times with you. It's probably not going to be that they most remember being on every single team. It's probably not going to be like we raced around in the car. You know, I do encourage you as well in the car, like set boundaries of no electronics in the car, like talk to your kids. Ask them questions, engage with them. Like our family, we sang songs. Like that's how I learned hymns, was we sang songs in the car. And so I just really encourage all of you, especially that are raising young kids, to recognize, I know it's trite to say they're going to be gone before you know it. They will. They will be gone before you know it. And you'll never regret, like, really focus time with them.
Yep, absolutely. And we all need to hear that, everybody who's listening to this, because there's always things that we say we can do to up our game in the office and up the game with our employees and up the game in our income and, you know, go down the list, but you can up the game with your kids, your family, and your home for sure. And sometimes we don't have that on the list of the areas of where we are, you know, raising our standards. And it certainly ends up reflecting in your outcomes and work too, and when you have better time at home, right? So now that being said, you've with your, you know, wanted to have an increased impact and more of a ripple effect, have launched this pediatric boot camp that's coming up soon. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the pediatric boot camp is February 29th and March 1st at Sherman College of Chiropractic. We have gotten 16 and a half CEs, great speakers like Dr. Monica Berger, who will be talking about fire belly and really like how do we connect with these neurologically damaged children and how to even recognize them. So Monica is going to be sharing that. And Dr. Erin Jacob-Stagner, who is the special needs specialist, she is a special needs daughter herself. And so she's going to give us an inside look at what happens at home. You know, like, how can we best support these families? And so the whole pediatric boot camp is about the child, but to recognize that the child is also part of this bigger unit called the family unit. And how do we best support the family unit? Dr. Mandy Dietz is coming. She, her little daughter Iris was born at 26 weeks gestation. And obviously we're seeing more and more babies be born prematurely. And like Mandy talked about on a Facebook Live that we recently did, like because of technology and because of advancements, children that otherwise wouldn't have made it are making it. But that's not to say they don't have huge health challenges that we as chiropractors can really, really help, as long as we know what we're looking for. Like, do you know what to look for in a child who may have a history of being premature and it gets missed in their history? Like, that's a big deal. Do you know how to best support that family who now is coming home from the hospital doing things that they never have been trained to do? Like, at least wise Mandy has that history of being a chiropractor, right? Of being a healthcare professional, but most of those families don't. And so I'm really excited to just have a broad range, and it's going to be a lot of hands-on in terms of exam. Like, how do you even examine a child properly? For a lot of chiropractors who've been in practice for 15 or 20 years, it's really easy to get in a rut, right? It's really easy, especially when we're busy, to go through the motions and to forget, like, that little life right there is depending on you to do a really accurate history and exam. And so Dr. Andrea Moses and all of the speakers, we're going to be hands-on helping docs really get good at an excellent health history for kids from infant on up through adolescence, as well as their exams. So if you've never been to an event that I've put on, it's not a speaker just like talking, it's a dialogue the whole time, because we want you to ask questions. So truly, when you return to your office on Monday, there's been permanent transformation that now you can move forward with.
Yes. And you know, it's so vital, because I feel what you're having and including in this boot camp, the pediatric program, is something that's so missing. So you said, you know, the accurate assessment, exam, history, that's so not taught and valued, unfortunately, in chiropractic, especially in children. So to include that, this is vital information for you to, you know, not just be more successful, but to give better care. And that's where we're all here, right? The success is just a measure of how much you're giving, right? And how, and level of serving. So, you know, focus on delivering better care and, you know, and competent, not just competent, but excellent care for pediatrics. Because, you know, families are vital to, families are vital to a successful chiropractic practice. So before I ask anything else, can you tell people how people can tune into or be involved with the pediatric program and to the 56-day boot camp?
Yep. So go to 56daychirobootcamp.com/call, C-A-L-L. That's how you're able to find out more information. And then if you want to take it a step further, we can get on a strategy session together. It really is a strategy session. It's designed to reflect on perhaps your own scotomas, the things that are holding you back, that are keeping you from your optimum potential. Just like an accurate history and exam in your practice, it's designed to find out, okay, where are the subluxations? Where is this person stuck and unable to be the best version of themselves? That's what our call will be about. So again, 56daychirobootcamp.com/call. Or for the boot camp, for the PEDS boot camp, it's 56daychirobootcamp.com/Sherman_PEDS.
Sherman. And just know, if you missed that, all of that will be typed out in the blog notes there along with the podcast. So if you don't pull all over, don't cause any subluxations driving, trying to write it down.
And you can go back there. to my website as well, drbarbaraeaton.com. If you go to events and talks, you'll also see a link to be able to grab your ticket to Mile High. Any event that I'm speaking on has a link to be able to go right to that event and register.
And with that, what is the boot camps taking, the pediatric boot camps taking care, taking place where?
Sherman College of Chiropractic, February 29th, March 1st.
Excellent. Sherman, just a big supporter of Sherman College, and I know you are as well. With that being said, you mentioned Mile High. We are, one, super excited to have you on stage for the first time, Mile High, rising up to the Mile High stage. Also excited to have you as a sponsor and supporter, which followed later. What are you excited about bringing to Mile High?
Well, one, I'm super honored. So thank you to you and Rochelle and the whole Mile High family. So I'm bringing the ripple effect. So the ripple effect is how we rise up, like I've talked about at the beginning, and just really encouraging everyone. Like we all talk about optimum potential. How about let's just do it? Let's really tap into what is our optimum potential? Do we have a responsibility to expand every year? I can remember times in my life of thinking like, oh my gosh, like I did so much last year. Like, do I have to keep going? Yeah, we do. Success is our duty, our responsibility, and our obligation. It's built right in to our principles. I did 4 hours of CE at Life University in October, and it was all based on Stevenson's 33 principles and how they really and truly are directly connected to our success as well, whether it's mindset or all in massive action or how we use our time. Like, you absolutely have plenty of time to be wildly successful because no one can change time, right? Like, we all get 24/7. It's how we use it. Actually, on Thursday, I'm using a quote by Grant Cardone that says, the normal $1 million a year is simply making $8.27 per minute in a normal hour, a 40-hour work week. So what does that say? It means you have to be responsible for your minutes, not your hours. If you're only looking at the impact that you can make in an hour versus a minute, you're missing the boat. It's the little details. How are you using a minute? Because think about like a referral conversation. A referral conversation is 2 minutes, right? And asking for referrals is an act of love and service. That's another great thing. If you want it for free, you can go to 56daychirobootcamp.com/referrals. It's my 8 easy steps for referral. There's also a whole training on implementing 10 steps to stimulate referrals every single day in your practice. That's free. I encourage you all to go get it.
Super exciting. Super excited. Thank you so much. And again, we're excited to see you at Mile High, August 20th to 23rd. If you have not reserved your seats, go to milehighchiroregistration.com. And all the event details are there as well. So you can get the full 411. And again, we are thrilled to have Dr. Barb at the event. Now, with that, is there anything else you'd like to leave our audience before we wrap up this episode?
Yep, I have one message, and that is you're not alone. Wherever you are in your life, please know that there are thousands of chiropractors who've maybe been where you are right now, or they're about to go into it. And I know that we're stronger together. So please don't suffer alone, not even for a day, just like you would say to your practice members, like pick up the phone and call me immediately. Don't wait a day, don't wait a week, don't wait a month. I can help you way more when you take action today. And I encourage you to do the same thing. Reach out to Danny, reach out to Rochelle, reach out to me. Just please know you're not alone and you are of great value and worth. We want to help you be your very best. So please reach out.
1,000%. And just hearing that statistic, it was 2%, 2.6%. What was it?
2.38%.
2.8? 2.38. Oh, 2.38. Realize there's a world out there of spines distorted. There should be no lack in chiropractic because there's an incredible vast amount of people that need the most incredible healing art on the planet, chiropractic, which is simply in your hands. So keep changing spines, lives, and minds. Never miss any Mile High Chiropractic episodes. of the podcast. Make sure to hit subscribe. And we look forward to seeing you on Higher Ground in August. Dr. Barbara, thank you so much for all you do for chiropractic, chiropractors, and the world, and helping people have more impact, success, and give more.